takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
And now, another reason why we don't let drummer Brian near a microphone.
I love jellyfish. I love looking at jellyfish. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Why We Don't Let Drummer Brian Near a Microphone.
All right, Bri's quick on the... Bri, you're doing good with the sound effects. Yes, I love jellyfish. And then I looked into having one as a pet, and it doesn't look very nice for the jellyfish.
No,
so.
Leave them out where they belong.
I know, but I just looked into it, and then I said, I don't think so. If I can get a big, like if I was ever rich, I'd get a big room full of water, and then I'd put jellyfish in it and look at it.
No,
that
leave
would be
them
nice.
In the ocean.
Nah, they're fine.
What do you mean, nah, they're fine?
I hate you, man.
No, I'm going to put little houses in there, little castles and things. It's just you have to. I mean, Alicia's right. You have to. It has to be that perfect environment, and I have to like hire somebody to watch. I didn't need a jellyfish sitter, and then they'd have to sit there and do everything. But they're very nice to look at. Maybe I could just Google jellyfish cam. I'm googling jellyfish cam.
No!
Yes.
Sounds
jellyfish
dirty.
Cam. Jellyfish. God,
I bet you you're going to come up with something else on the cam other than what you're looking for.
I'm looking. Ooh, Marie Jellyfish. Nice. Streaming video live. Live video of jellyfish cam. I'm there.
I can't
I'm
believe
so
that
there.
It was actually that it actually existed.
Damn, Skippy.
Here comes the virus.
At the Vancouver Aquarium. Eh, that's all right. All right, it's loading. This is not good radio. All right.
Blah,
is what it
blah,
is.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right, what's your next topic there, Bri? This one's over.
What do you want to talk about? You heard my list.
Well,
I want to talk about that asteroid.
Well, the asteroid's coming. Apparently the asteroid... Where's my paperwork? Hang on a second here.
All right, so what? Hold on.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Okay.
Total meltdown.
Nah. Where's my asteroid story? We're getting hit with an asteroid, but I think I'm going to be dead. Oh, here it is. Giant asteroid might smash into Earth in 28 years. So I'll probably be dead, so I'm not really that concerned on it. But February 5th... Yeah, I know. He's a kid. Put it on your calendar. February 5th, 2040 may be the end of the world. It turns out there's a giant asteroid hurtling through space, and there's a one chance in 625... One in 625 that it will smash into the Earth... Which isn't really high, but it isn't zero either. It's 460 feet wide, and scientists are already talking about how to deflect it. So mark that on your calendar. Don't make any gigs for that day. What day is February 5th, 2040? Is it a Wednesday?
I don't even know how you'd find that out.
I'm going to find it out.
Geez,
Chuck,
I'm
find
sure,
that
I'm
out
sure,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'll find it out. I'm sure that there's a way.
There's got to be a way.
Give me the date.
If it's a Wednesday. That would be February 5th, 2040. 4 days after the groundhog comes out.
I found out that February 5th, 2040 will be a Sunday.
Oh, okay. We're fine.
Yeah,
at least I won't have to work.
Yeah, at least we'll all be home, I guess.
We'll all be home. Very nice.
I won't book any gigs that day, just in case.
No, I think you should book a gig.
It's funny. I used to be like a huge anime dork, and I used to watch this one series that took place in the year 2040. And I hope that nothing like what happened in that series is going to happen on Earth.
You're such an anime dork.
Yeah, I know.
I like the girls, though. They got those big eyes. I love eyes.
I used to be really into drawing it. I still have like a whole binder full of drawings that I... used to do. I haven't drawn anything in years. Not like Larry, who actually is a good artist.
Larry is a drawer. He's a professional drawer.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what?
I've decided with this band needs you to play your damn guitar.
Yeah, Chuck.
All right.
Less drawing, more guitar playing.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Thank you.
All right, Bri, you got anything?
No, I wanted to hear more about some of the topics you had.
Would you like to talk about the Mojave phone booth?
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Back in the day, not very long ago, actually, probably the mid-90s, a guy noticed on a map, he was looking at a map of the Mojave Desert, and he noticed that in the middle of nowhere, like there's two dirt roads that intersect, and these dirt roads are like 15, 20 miles away from paved roads. It's in the middle of nowhere. And he noticed that on the map, it had a little symbol for a phone booth. So he's like, you got to be kidding me. So he actually went out there and to go to the phone booth. And there's a phone booth in the middle of nowhere. And they called it the Mojave phone booth. And I guess they had done some mining work or things like that near the area. So they had to have some sort of communication for the people to communicate. So they set up a phone booth there. And they just kept it there. Even after, you know, if they, you know, they stopped mining or whatever. And he just thought it was fascinating, and he started a whole website about it and things like that. So, I mean, theoretically, well, not theoretically, it's not there anymore. They tore it down in the 2000s because it became a tourist attraction. People would go there, and because what he did was, after he found the phone booth, he wrote down the phone number, and he would occasionally call it and see if anybody answers. He would just call it every day to see if anybody answers. Then one day somebody answered the phone. It was a woman or something, and she worked near there, and she was like, you know, I imagine that person picking up the phone after you call every day for like a year, like, whoa, what are you doing there? Let me see if I can find that information. Oh, yeah. Okay. A guy named Deuce had read about the booth and called the number and continued to call until a desert dweller named Lorene answered. Deuce wrote a story about his call to nowhere, posted it on his website, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's only accessible by four-wheel drive. The lonely phone booth soon became a destination. Travelers drove for hours just to answer the phone. One Texas man camped there for 32 days and answered more than 500 calls. Someone posted a call log in the booth to record where people were calling from, as close as Los Angeles and as far away as New Zealand and Kosovo. Why'd they call? Some like the idea of two people who've never met and probably never will talking to each other. I find it fascinating. The number, so if the urge strikes you to dial 760-733-9969, that's the number, even though the FCC or whatever, the phone company, Ma Bell, took the phone number out of commission. So when you dial it, it says disconnected. But why don't they use that number in movies now? You know what I'm saying?
I actually heard a while back, I forget where it was, they were saying that they were going over every fake number used in the movie as far as those 555 numbers go. And they were saying that everyone has been used, so they've started to recycle the fake numbers in movies.
Why doesn't the phone company just allocate a number and then just like the phone booth number? Just, okay, here, use this one. I mean, every movie's going to have the same phone number. I get it. But you should, you know, if a movie calls up and just say, listen, we want to use this number, just take it out of commission. Like, there aren't that many movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like, just, you know, but what do you... I don't know. I just think it's interesting. So, the Mojave phone booth is gone now. Boo. But that number lives on. Ooh, guess what just came up? My jellyfish cam. Ugh, I'm just going to stare at this while we do the radio show.
Station ID.
Station identification. You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. Go ahead, Brian.
All right.
Play a song.
Or do you want Chuck's news ticker?
No, play a song. I'm going to watch my jellyfish, and then we'll go to Chuck's news ticker.
All right, hang on a second. I'll cue that up.
And talk it in. Talk it in like a DJ.
Oh, you want me talking like a DJ?
Yes, please.
Not. Right. Don't lay it on too thick.
No, I want it thick. I want it thick.
Okay, like
Brian. That sounds really, really, really wrong.
It's like food. for your ears.
Welcome back to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Yay!
Hooray.
We're back. And you know what I have to say?
Jellyfish Rock.
He's very passionate about this issue.
It's jellyfish. Jellyfish Rock. I want to go to the Vancouver Aquarium.
He's like SpongeBob.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten the SpongeBob comparison before. Not only with the jellyfish, but with the square head and the buck teeth. That's me.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. And
sorry, Brian. I stepped on it. Go ahead. You're the leader here. Go ahead.
I am not.
You're the guy, the dude. All
right, and we're done. Goodbye.
Bye, all.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.